Deng Aling, director and founder of Hope Society, a local organization that promotes South Sudanese art, says the lawo and jalabia are commonly worn in rural areas and some towns across South Sudan. Aling says it is important for South Sudanese to have national cultural attire.
It helps recognizing South Sudanese abroad and how also to determine or to just people once they look at it, they know that this is from South Sudan. And that will make us unique, and also that will help the coming generations to also, you know, to embrace their culture and also to have a cultural consciousness.
Professor Taban Lo Leong, a South Sudanese poet and lecturer at the University of Juba, says the lawo can compete with other cultural attires across the world.
Challenge people to come in what you think is a good dress for the nation. They will tell you, let us have a lawo. Lawo for men, lawo for women, lawo for girls, which when they're still growing up, and lawo for elderly women, matronly women. Whether you are small or thin, it flows from your shoulders, like the Greek toga and the Roman toga also, for men and for women. So why not go for that?
Aside from cultural attire, Professor Lo Leong says the cultural ministry should prepare a book of manners to guide South Sudanese in their behavior towards others.
The ministry is talking about dress only on the outside. What about the man and the woman inside? The English say, manners maketh men. Men, human beings, are known for their manners. And then you know who they are because they have manners. If they have no manners, there's nothing for them to carry.
Lo Leong says that during the old days, boys and girls were initiated into adulthood and taught how to behave in society. He says that behavior and manners should also be considered part of South Sudanese identity. Nadia Arop Dudi, the National Minister for Culture, Museums and National Heritage, says she agrees it is important for South Sudan to have national attire as it helps identify South Sudan's culture.
The national wear is this one of the important symbolics to any country as a cultural aspect. And we know that even in different tribes of South Sudan, any tribe has their national traditional attire or traditional wear that they have been identified. When you see somebody, you say that this is from this tribe. Mean that it is one of our identity.
Dudi says she too supports the idea of having the lawo as the national dress for women.
Lawa is one of the attire which is very nice, and all of us, we know how to wear it, all our tribes. And some people say that, yes, it is very important also to have this as a national attire, because it's a different way that all of us, we can adapt it easily.
Dudi says the ministry is drafting a policy to provide national attire for South Sudan.
As a ministry, our role is to put the policy in place, to bring stakeholders to give us what they wanted exactly, and then the government will come and approve and send it through the cabinet and through the National Assembly so that it's become a working document or it become something that has put as a law in the country.
A national costume showcases patriotism that people often wear to funerals, birthdays, weddings, or other ceremonial events. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.